Happy Thursday, Ask Carrot, coming at you again. Man, we've been doing this for, what is this, our sixth, seventh episode maybe?
Eighth, ninth.
We've got Mr. Brady Winder back there in the back of the camera. He's the guy who runs this thing. So if you guys have seen our production quality getting better lately, it's because it is. It's because we have an amazing guy behind the scenes running this thing. So today, we're going to be diving into a topic. I broached the topic on our very first or second Ask Carrot, which is how do you beat Zillow and Google? Now, I'm not just talking about Zillow. I'm talking about all of the big boys, the big national websites, but including Zillow. Or I'm also talking about the big players in your market. And this is something that we've been doing a lot of over the years, is really controlling the conversation online, getting people's Google rankings really, really high. And it's really a formula. I know a lot of people, I was reading a Facebook thread the other day, and some people were saying that SEO is mysterious, and it's like playing a craps table. And I'm like, it's not. I mean, there are certain things, of course, Google doesn't tell you, right? There are certain things Google doesn't tell you, but at the end of the day, it is a formula. And if you actually execute the formula and provide more value, more relevant content than the other sites, then you're going to win, as long as you execute the formula and have patience, because SEO is not a short-term game. Okay, so we're going to dive into, I'm actually going to be live showing my screen here in a bit. I'm going to be building a location page, and then we're going to check back in a few weeks or a month and see how that location page is ranking. We're going to follow that on these Ask Carrots. So we're going to be stringing this little example through over the coming months and following the increase, hopefully increase, of the page I'm going to be building today. And so I'm going to be showing you how to build it on our Carrot system. I'm going to show you guys and gals who already have these pages up. I see a lot of agents and investors who have these pages up, and they're not quite optimized well. We just wrapped up Carrot Camp, our fourth or fifth Carrot Camp on Tuesday this week, and it was amazing. We'll give a quick Carrot Camp recap here in a second, but at Carrot Camp was Tyler Ford. You've seen him on the podcast before. And Tyler Ford was showing everyone here at Carrot Camp what he's doing with our location page builder. It's the same thing, outrank national sites, outrank others in his market, and really bring in a lot of leads. So before that happens, y'all, if you're on Facebook, make sure to pop a little question in the, not a question, pop something in the comments box down below. Let me know that you're here. Let me know who you are. Let me know where you're calling in from. I'm going to turn on Instagram. We're going to go live right now on IG. So what's up, Instagram? We're coming live. So what's up, Instagram? Going live today right now at Ask Carrot every single Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, which I love. So, all right, everybody, pop through the comments box. Let me know where you're calling in from. Let me know who you are, where you're calling in from. And if this is your first Ask Carrot, if it is, awesome. If it's not, then hopefully I'll see you next week as well. So I'm going to share this puppy right now, and we will get rolling. Okay, cool. So quick Carrot Camp recap. We had 15 amazing, amazing Carrot Campers there right on the other side of this wall as we took our gym, actually. We took the gym and completely made it an amazing mastermind area. We had all the tables, all the chairs, 15 Carrot Campers, Adrian on our team, Adrian Nez, who's usually on these Ask Carrots. He's actually in town today. I think they're out eating sushi right now. He was here to help clients. Brendan, our resident content manager, but also a Google pay-per-click guy. He drove in from out of town. Mason on the support team drove in from out of town. Pete, head of sales and also a Carrot customer, just like Adrian, he flew in from Baltimore. Danny on the services team, she was down from out of town. There's so many amazing people. Oh, Kylie Newbold, our VP of marketing and amazing Facebook marketer. He's in town this week as well. So we had an office full of people, and it was a blast. But here's the recap is, during Carrot Camp, there's always big takeaways that I've got as the guy that's kind of facilitating the Carrot Camp. And I'm always looking for feedback. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm always looking for feedback as well from those people who are Carrot Camp attendees. And we have, you know, people that are doing 100 plus deals a year. We have the largest home buyers in the markets. We have people who are just crushing it, running a really profitable, lean, small business that want to just scale a little bit. Anthony Beckham is our very first ever local Carrot Camper, which was amazing. Young guy, 23 years old. He did over $100,000 in agent commissions his first year out of the gates as a 20. I guess that would have been probably a 21, 22 year old. And then did $300,000 in commissions the next year. And now he's going into the investment side of things. He's got his first flip locked down and he's crushing it. So the way that he's done that, guys and gals, is with content. It's with content. It's with getting video content on Facebook. And the one thing I want you guys all to add now, what everyone needs to add is this. Real estate agents and a lot of investors as well are ignoring one of the most profitable, one of the most consistent and highest ROI lead sources that you could possibly get in your business. I talked to a real estate agent the other day and they're saying, hey, we just want a bunch of ways we can do Facebook ads. I'm like, Facebook ads are great. We use them too. But Facebook is a completely different type of lead. It's a less motivated lead usually. You're going to usually have to get more leads from Facebook than Google, from Google search, to actually close into a transaction. It's great. Continue to do that. We do it as well. But don't ignore the one lead source that's building momentum, that's the highest profit margin, it's the highest ROI, that's the most motivated, which is when people go to Google, they do a Google search, and they're actively seeking out information. And that's just going to keep on getting bigger and bigger. And that's the exact way that we've grown Carrot. Another couple little housekeeping items before I dive in to show you guys the exact formula on how to do this. What's up, guys, on Instagram? Hey, what's up, Rob? Rob Nickel is here at Carrot Camp. He owns a company called Rocket Station. And Rocket Station is, I mean, we're working with them. We're hiring a virtual assistant through them right now. Tons of our customers work with them to have virtual assistants, VAs, for their businesses. This could be for cold calling. It could be for lead management. It could be for all kinds of things. We're actually going to use them internally to help the build out of Carrot sites. And we're going to be really growing that with them this year to hopefully find some ways that we can help you guys gain leverage in your business as well with Carrot, with the VA. So Rob, man, it was awesome, dude, hanging out with you. Trey, what's up, man? Trey says on Facebook, been following you for years. Advice for someone looking into getting into real estate investment with limited funds. Awesome question, man. I'm going to answer that here in a second. So guys, pop in your questions, whether it's on Instagram or pop them over to Carrot. I will answer all the questions that come in, or just go to carrot.com/ask, carrot.com/ask, and you can submit your questions in through there. Brady will grab them and get them over to me. One thing I did mention last time, guys, and Brian Rockwell, I don't know if you're on here. Let me actually ping you on here. I'll ping you after this. But Brian, I got the letter. I know I brought this up last week. I have not sent you guys an email yet. I was so head deep in Carrot Camp stuff. But your wife Leah is amazing, dude. So the letter that she sent me a couple weeks ago is awesome. We actually used the diffuser at Carrot Camp because we worked out in the gym over there. We turned the gym into the mastermind session. And you don't want the mastermind session smelling like a bunch of man, right? Like sweaty man. So what we ended up doing is we take this thing, this amazing diffuser, and I have another diffuser too. So like this isn't my first diffuser. This is definitely the coolest diffuser and the one that works the best. I can't remember what my other one was, but the other one I have is like a $20, $25 diffuser. Looks like fake wood. This one is amazing. It's like rock. It looks cool. It operates amazing. It shoots it way up in the air. And it's got a bunch of cool settings too. It's got like an ionizer. I don't even know what most of the settings are yet, Leah. I'm going to be checking it out. But it's got like an ionizer and some other things. So, yeah, there we go.
That one kind of looks like a cannonball.
Yeah, it does. So this right here is the other one I've got. Once again, this is a cheapo from Walmart, I think. And it worked. It did work. But this one here that Leah sent through from Young Living, which is the business that she runs. We're gonna post her website below. But if you guys want an amazing, amazing diffuser, she even sent some oils our way. She's got some orange, which is for vitality, and then you've got carrot seed, of course, which is for all kinds of awesome stuff as well. And then you have peppermint, and she sent through some other ones too. I think there was one for like abundance or something, which is cool. So thank you, Leah. So appreciate you in a big way. So guys, if you want one of those things, if you want to have the same diffuser I've got, go look her up. She's running an amazing business. Just look up Young Living, Leah Rockwell, find her website. We'll share it here in a bit and go grab a darn diffuser. Thank you guys. So, so grateful for it. what's up, man? Yeah, Jonathan, sweaty carrots. There definitely were. Okay, cool. So I'm going to answer Trey's question first. Trey says, because he asked first, we're going to get it in. Says, my man, been following you for years. Advice for someone looking into getting into real estate investment with limited funds. Here's what we'll do. Is I'm going to bring over this thing. Okay. So we've got this here today. We're going to bring over this thing, and I'm going to do some drawings for y'all, okay? So Trey, awesome question, man. And I get this question quite a bit. What do you do if you're trying to start a business? I'm not just talking real estate investing, but if you're trying to start a business on limited funds, what do you do? The first thing that you have to do is it's a mindset issue first, okay? It's a mindset issue first, because I once heard a quote that it's not the resources you have, it's the resourcefulness that you have. It's not the resources you have, it's the resourcefulness you have. When I was 21 years old, actually 19 and 20, I was studying real estate a lot. I was in the college library all the time, and I wasn't doing schoolwork. I was actually pulling up these old websites. This is before BiggerPockets. BiggerPockets didn't start until 2004, so it was right around the time BiggerPockets was starting. But there was a website called REI. I don't remember what it was, honestly. It was Cree Online, C-R-E-O-N, Cree Online. Okay, Creative Real Estate Online. I'd be sifting through the forums for hours and hours during college. I'd be flipping through those things. And I knew how to answer everything in there, but I had never done the work, right? And that's really common for a lot of people that have analysis paralysis. And one thing that I did hear from someone is, number one, you've got to remove your limiting beliefs. And for me, I had a big limiting belief around my age, around the fact that I was young. I really didn't have any money for myself. I didn't have bad credit. I had no credit at all. So I had all these things that were technically going against me. But then I heard someone say that. They said, it's not about the resources you have. It's about your resourcefulness. Okay. And so that's the very first thing you've got to change, man, is stop thinking about the lack of funds that you have as a bad thing, and start switching that script in your mind about the lack of funds that you have as actually an advantage for you. I can tell you when I start businesses, it's way harder to start them, which sounds weird. It's way harder to start them and have them be successful if I have a bunch of money to start it versus if I don't have a bunch of money. Now, why is that? Why is it that my businesses have been more successful when I don't have a bunch of money to start them versus when I do? It's because you become a lot more resourceful. You become a lot more creative. You're actually more motivated to get to work and find out the most creative way to get that done rather than just thinking that money is going to solve the thing. So you're actually in an amazing, amazing position right now, Trey, where you have the gift of low resources, and treat that as a gift. Okay. So number two, now that you know it's a gift, now that you know that it's actually a good thing, so remove that limiting belief that lack of resources equals it's going to be harder for you. And also now that you know, make that shift of it's not about the resources you have, but the resourcefulness that you have. Now we need to go into, okay, now what do you do with that? The first thing you do, let's go to Brian Rockwell as an example. It's a good segue. So Brian Rockwell, his wife sent that amazing diffuser here to the office. And Brian was a school teacher. He definitely wasn't rich. He had a couple bucks in the bank just saved up. And then he went out there and he was literally driving down the streets every single day there in Dallas, crazy competitive market, finding houses that looked like they were dilapidated, finding houses that looked like they were beat up and maybe had a vacancy or out-of-town owner. And he would go home, and he didn't do a bunch of direct mail that he bought from a place. He actually took out letters, like stuff, and he hand wrote letters to people, okay? He just took out pen, pieces of paper, hand wrote letters, put them in envelopes, licked them, sticked them, and he threw them out there. And I don't remember the exact number. He told me in the podcast, so go look at our Carrot Cast. We'll link it up below. I think it's his first Carrot Cast with us, that he tells us, essentially, hey, I sent 100, 200, 300 of these things out. He got really discouraged, and he ended up closing his very first real estate deal from doing that. Driving down the streets, finding properties that look like ones that he should be sending letters. So he'd go home and write letters, send them to them, and he closed his first deal, I think it was a $6,000-$8,000 profit just by doing that. Then he had some money. He went through everything that we teach, and he said, I'm gonna carve out time each and every week, just like it's a college course, and I'm gonna dive into the 3 lead per day training here at Carrot. I'm gonna learn what I need to do on the SEO side of things. But then he's like, well, in Dallas, SEO takes time. Right, SEO is going to take 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 months to really get up to the top 3 positions, assuming you're actually implementing and executing the plan that's in the 3 lead per day training. And so he said, I can't wait that long. I need to get traffic coming in sooner. And so then he followed our advice again, went to our marketplace, hired a PPC firm, a Google pay-per-click firm. Okay, he took that budget from that deal that he had closed, put it into pay-per-click, and within the first 60 days, he closed over $50,000 in wholesale profits. Now, that's not normal, but he executed the heck out of it. The reason I bring this up is that's the third thing that you've got to do. Number one, Flip your mindset from it's not about the resources, it's your resourcefulness. Get rid of those limiting beliefs, okay? Number two, start doing anything that's out there that's low cost that can start to get you in front of sellers. It could be driving down the street. It could be doing, you know, Deal Machine app or whatever it is. Or you could do what Brian did and just handwrite letters. You could go down to the courthouse and start pulling lists of people that are, you know, in probate or things like that. Start sending them handwritten letters. Or on the carrot side of things, I'll give you some very specific things that you can do. Adrian, come on in here, man. I'll give you some very specific things that you can do. And Adrian will actually drop some good stuff on you on what you can do on the online side of things if you're on limited funds. Craigslist. We had someone who was following our Craigslist training this past week that pinged through that they closed a pretty good sized deal from Craigslist ads, right? Craigslist still works, guys. Now, it doesn't work as well in every market, but it still works in many. And so what I suggest is you go to Craigslist and post 2 ads in the morning, 2 ads in the evening, every single day for 30 days, or even better, for 60 days. Okay, in the services section, the real estate services section, and even possibly you might get them flagged, but in the real estate for sale section. Follow our training. You can go in there and just follow the training, okay? And then you are going to be getting some leads coming through. A lot of them are going to be low quality. You can definitely build a big buyer's list inside of there. Okay, definitely build your buyer's list, Trey. Launch our carrot site, the buyer's list site. Go to Craigslist, start to post Craigslist ads, and you're going to be bringing in a bunch of cash buyers, which now help to fill the demand for the properties. Another thing you can do in Craigslist for free is inside of the for sale by owner and for rent by owner section, go in there and email all those people every single day and say, hey, I saw your property here on Craigslist. I was wanting to see if you are the actual owner of the property. The reason I say that is you don't want to work with the agent or the property manager. You want to work with the actual owner, okay? If they're the owner and if they're renting it, say, hey, I'm actually looking to pick up some rental properties in the market. I'd love to make an offer on your property. Can I make an offer on your property? Okay, some of them are going to say yes, many are going to say no. But if you send out 100, 200, 300 of those things, you're likely going to get someone who is going to be very interested in you potentially buying their property. That's all for free. That's hustling, okay? But then you're going to have your carrot website there, which in your email or in your email signature, they're going to click it. They're going to be able to go over there and see what you do. They can opt in online or they can reply back in the email. One last thing for you, if you have a little bit more budget. So those things I just told you are pretty much free. If you have a little bit more budget, what's up, Brandy? Brandy Pollock just got back from Carrot Camp as well. If you have a little bit more budget, is the first thing that we always do to get your first deals is we always do Google pay-per-click. Because Google pay-per-click is really consistent. Depending on the market, it's really, really affordable. You just have to shift your mindset on what affordable is. A lot of people look at it and go, man, I'm not going to pay $20 a click. But if it's $20 a click and let's say it costs you $5,000 to get a deal in clicks and you're bringing in $20,000 profits, like, man, that's not a cheap click now. That's an ATM machine. That's like a money machine at that point. So in your market, what I would do is figure out what your average profit per deal is in your market. So let's just go with 10 grand. Let's say it's a smaller profit per deal market. Okay. And then I would go, okay, here's how much I would spend to get that. You use maybe 25% as your guideline. So let's say $2,500 to get that $10,000 deal. All right. And then what you could do is go through our training. Or we have some services that can set it up for you. Because if you're on a low budget, you're not going to hire a PPC management firm likely. You're going to have to do a lot of the work yourself. But Robert Grand up in Eugene, an hour north of here, he did it on a low budget in a smaller town, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 people, not a million person place. And he closed his very first deal from Carrot after he had followed our advice, put in a Google pay-per-click strategy using our services. We created his account for him, uploaded our ads, uploaded everything in there for him. I think that was $1,000 or something like that. Might be a little bit less for us to do that service. And then he had a low budget campaign going and he closed a deal that's going to net him over $50,000 in profit. So that's a big ROI, small market, small budget. It cost him under a few grand to actually make that happen. So hopefully that helped, Trey, kind of give you a bunch of ideas there, man. Let me know and hopefully that answers some questions there. What's up, Lisa? Adrian, come on in here, man. We've got Garrett. So Garrett was on last week's. Garrett was on last week's and did some of the things that Sean and I talked about. Garrett says, hey guys, since that little homepage edit, I've had 2 leads come through in a week. Dude, I love it. That pays to show up to ask Garrett. It pays to ask questions. Adrian, what's up, dude?
How are you?
How was the sushi?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Was it like the ginormous?
It was like the prosperity.
So big, isn't it? Isn't it so big? What's up, Brandy? What'd you get?
Rice.
Yeah, that's good. So you didn't actually get the sushi.
No, it was too big.
I love it. So what we're doing, man, I guess, do you have a recap on Carrot Camp? And then I'm going to dive into how to outrank Zillow.
No. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, Carrot Camp was awesome. We just wrapped up, 2 days of masterminding. It's just amazing what happens when you put together a group of people who have the same ambition, same goals. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool. It's I can't say enough about how your Carrot Camp begins to continues to grow. Mm. You know, and just but I think the main thing is the takeaway that most people walk away. So I think a lot of people come in with ambitions of growing their business, but then they walk away wanting to better their lives, mm-hmm. which is the really, really, really cool part.
Sweet. Getting this plugged in. Dude, and we had so many conversations like that with guys, you know, and that was the cool thing. I mean, John Jones talked about it at dinner from Louisville. Yeah. From Louisville, just saying, I mean, he posted it in the Boxer app yesterday or today, and he said, "Hey, I feel like I'm leaving my family. Like I've grown more family while I was at Carrot Camp."
And that's the thing too, guys. And we're not trying to push. Well, you know, maybe I am encouraging of someone joining a mastermind because I feel mm-hmm. like when you put yourself in that right environment, what happens is that your true needs come to the surface, mm-hmm. right? You know, sometimes when we don't put ourselves in the right environment, that thing doesn't come up, right? But you know, so I love the whole concept of iron sharpens iron, and mm-hmm. a really, really good mastermind will really bring to surface what your true needs are. And I just see it. We just see it over and over at Carrot Camp. Mm-hmm. Is it becomes about life. Yep. You know, business becomes secondary, and that's the cool thing. So many people come in wanting to better their business, but walk away wanting to better their lives all over. Mm-hmm. So, great job to you,
dude. I love it, man. I love it. So, guys, if you have questions, pop them through. Brent says your mic's not plugged in, but Brady got it. I'm pretty sure we're good. Sweet. What's up, Brent? So we're going to dive in, man, and you can hang out here. We can dive into this, whatever we want to do. So we're gonna show the computer screen now, and here is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about how to outrank Zillow, or not just Zillow, like the big guys. I'm talking about any of the national sites or any of the big players in your market. How do you do that with content? We're going to be showing Carrot. We're going to be using Carrot in the process. There's actually a page that I'll show you guys. I'm going to use the same website that I used a couple weeks ago on this example. And we'll share the screen and show you guys this. And we'll be using Carrot in the back end. Okay, so for those of you that maybe aren't familiar with Carrot yet, or if you are a Carrot member and you're just like, how do I use it better? That's what the next 25 to 30 minutes is going to be, is us really just demoing, showing you exactly how to do this. I want to have you walking away from this session actually following me as I'm doing this and implementing this on one of your pages. And you're going to start to see that ranking go up. And at the very start of the call, what I said was every single week I always get people saying, or I see it on Facebook, they say, well, SEO is so unpredictable. It's like a black box. It's mysterious, and you can't really predict it. You can't predict all of it, but it's a formula. Right. I mean, Adrian, in the market of Houston, it's a crazy hard market. We weren't guaranteed that we were going to get that website up in the top three in Google, but we know well enough because we've done it so long that in our services division, Adrian got that website up to number one, number two, number three in Google in the first year.
Yeah.
Which you do that because it's a formula,
right? Exactly, and that's the thing, guys. Is that what we teach here is not things that are sounds cool. Things that sound cool, but best practices, based on proven methods. That's the thing that I love is that we're not doing a lot of guesswork. So as long as you do those right things mm-hmm. and have the right tools, and probably most importantly, are consistent, you are going to get the right results, right? So someone who makes that statement, they're just they're one that's just kind of spraying and praying in their marketing, and just they do everything and just hope something works, and this is cool.
We're gonna demystify it right here, y'all.
Yep.
So Brady, if you can show the screen now, and we're gonna start diving in. I want you guys, if you're a Carrot member, pull up your Carrot website, dive into the back end of your Carrot website, and we're going to. I want you guys to follow along. I want you guys to ask questions. If you're saying, "Hey, what did you do there? Why did you do this?" There will be a recording of this. Just come back and listen to it later. Speed through the first 26 minutes and come right into here. But I'm on the website for the G Team. Now, the G Team is a local real estate agent. We brought them up in lots of different examples. And part of it's because
they're on my mind quite a bit. They are in. I mean, Ricky works out with us in the gym in here when he's not injured. He injured his bicep, so he's on rehab right now. But he also, their team also is going through a coaching program with us, where every other week, myself and Josh are meeting with them to dial in their plan. Part of it's so we can really hone in our systems to help agents and investors better. But the other part of it is, you know, it's something that they're kind of our beta on this coaching program. So if there's any other people out there who are potentially interested in the idea of, I can't say we have something to sell you now, but the idea of being able to be in a coaching program for, let's say, a 6 or 8 or 12 week period, where every other week you hop on with a coach on our team that guides you through a real framework that doesn't do the work for you, but guides you and shows you what to do and kind of helps you course correct and gets you the right resources. Let us know in the comment box. Let us know in the comment box, whether you're on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook, if that's something that would really massively benefit you. If we get a bunch of people saying, yes, I could completely use a carrot coach that would be able to hop on every 2 weeks with me and guide me through this and kind of course correct me, then that's something we'll seriously consider in scaling out to more people.
I love the analogy that you always use is you can have the recipe, but what better to have the chef with you, right? To guide you, you know, I mean, a good chef, what happens? They don't need to measure. They just kind of know, and they can take a pinch and throw in that secret ingredient. And not to say that we're, you know, anything secret, but I've always liked that analogy.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's the expert factor, right? So here we go, guys. This is the G team, and we're working with them. There's a couple pages I'm going to be looking at. So what we're talking about here is, I don't need it. Cool. I'm going to bring this over here. Cool. So what we're talking about here, guys and gals, is these search phrases. I'm not going to draw it up here, actually. I was going to draw it. The way that I do content marketing, it's almost like a bullseye. The middle of the bullseye, if you can picture that, is brand. We always focus the content first on brand. What do I mean on that? I mean, do a Google search and do a Google search with your company name and then plus the word reviews, or your company name plus the word reviews and your location. You want to see what your prospects are seeing when they do a brand search for you or do a name search for you. That's the very first thing you need to tie down. The carrot site, make sure you have your about page up there, have some good content. That's likely going to be the part that's ranking really well for your brand after, let's say, a month or two after you launch it. The next thing is start to create some videos. Get some videos, get them up on YouTube, title them your company name and reviews, or get your testimonials from people, put them up there on YouTube, title them, you know, whatever it is, reviews, and you're going to start to control your brand search online. Then after you do that, the next thing is now we need to start to go after discovery phrases. Now, what is a discovery phrase? A discovery phrase is someone who isn't really searching for you specifically. They're not trying to vet and verify you, okay? But they're actually trying to find a solution to a specific problem or find information. So that could be something, someone that types in, you know, sell my house fast, Philadelphia. It could be someone who types in Roseburg farmland for sale, or some other phrases. So that's someone out there to discover things. That's what we're going to be focusing on today, is how do you create location pages that outrank Zillow when people are discovering information, okay? So the first spot you're going to do is we're going to be working in the content tab right here. So click content. We're going to be working in the content tab. This is where all of your pages are. This is also where you can create landing pages. This is also where you can create locations and location pages. So I'm just going to go ahead and click this, and you're going to see some of the location pages that we have right here. We've got one for the North Umpqua River. That's a niche in this town. We've got one for Melrose, one for Hugh Crest. These are all neighborhoods. And I highly suggest that you really niche down on by neighborhood, because by the neighborhood that you work in the most, the neighborhoods you work in the most, because people are actually searching that. I'm going to do a couple searches, turn it over to Adrian for his take on this, because he does this really, really well also. So let's say I'm in Roseburg, and there's a few neighborhoods here in Roseburg that are kind of the ones that are nicer, right? So let's say one of them is Melrose. So Melrose right there, Roseburg, Oregon, houses for sale. So you can see there's some suggested searches popping up here. Melrose Store, Roseburg, Oregon. Melrose Vineyards, Roseburg, Oregon. Melrose Grange. Melrose, Oregon, houses for sale. I'm just going to go ahead and tap that. Google is giving us that suggested search because it's telling us that other people are searching that every month. Enough people are searching it every month to matter. So now let's see what's ranking here. We have a couple people doing ads. So this guy right here is actually paying to be there. And he's probably paying, I don't know, 5 to 10, 5 to 15 bucks a click is my guess. Yeah. I don't know, something like that. You have Zillow paying to be there. And then you have Zillow ranked number one. You have Zillow ranked number two. You have Realtor. You have Redfin, all these national sites. You have Trulia, Estately, Remax, Century 21. The only local page on this whole page one, guys, is G-Team. Okay? Now, this is why this is impressive and not impressive, is this location page has not even been fully built out yet. Okay? And the reason I'm going to show you this is I'm going to be using this page to fully build it out in front of your guys' eyes. And over the coming weeks, we're going to see this page start to rank a lot better over the coming weeks. Okay? Maybe even the coming months. So there is a basic structure. I'll show you the basic structure. Now, here's what this looks like when you start to get it ranked really well. Okay, so let's do this. North Umpqua River Homes. So look at this. Google's giving me a suggested search. North Umpqua River Homes for sale. If it's a suggested search and you're in a smaller market or a bigger market, I usually don't do a lot of research outside of this right here if I'm creating content. I usually literally just use Google Suggest. I don't do a bunch of other stuff. So North Umpqua River Homes for sale. Again, Zillow's paying to be there. And then right there at the top, you've got G-Team. Awesome. And then you have Zillow, Lake Homes. These are all national sites except for this one here, and then G-Team's number one. I'll show one last example. This is from Tyler Ford. He was up here at Carrot Camp. And you can do this for all kinds of different strategies. It's not just for buyers, not just for sellers, not just for agents. You can do this for plumbers. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just a strategy that works for Google. You have to determine what niches you're going to work in, and then go to Google and start to type those phrases in, see what Google pops up as suggested searches, start to copy and paste those, put them on a sheet, save them to go, hey, this is what Google's saying people are searching, and then create content around those. So you see Zillow's paying for ads. You see this Brendan O'Brien dude has a page there. You see Zillow. And then the number three result was actually Tyler Ford with his Tucson horse property page, which is kind of cool.
It's awesome.
Yep. So he did this on his WordPress site. It would probably be ranked higher if it was on his Carrot site. So get the thing moved over there, Tyler. But that strategy works really, really well. And he's taken this when people land there. He's able to retarget them now. He can retarget them horse property ads if he wants to, or he can, you know, start to get them to opt in. So Adrian, before we kind of dive in and do some of the work, what's your strategy? What's your suggestion when people are looking to get those local rankings? What do you usually do, or any advice?
I think other than what you just said, which is probably 95% what I would do, is the other ones just kind of niche down, right? I mean, just really, I think the most important thing is learn what you really want to be well known for. You know, so if you're an agent, you know, are you a beachfront property expert? Are you a, you know, maybe there's a certain area that is very popular because of a school district. So you have to really niche down. But other than that, is just which Trevor's talking about. I mean, here's the thing that I love, where a lot of people make this complicated. So a lot of times when we talk SEO, we talk about, you know, doing extensive keyword search and all that stuff, which is fine. But yeah, I mean, the data's right there, guys. It's right. Trevor just showed you a quick hack that keeps, you know, really puts you in quick deployment and doesn't keep you stuck, is just use Google. Google's there to provide a user experience, so leverage that.
I love it. And here's one thing, too. I know I do this quite a bit, man, and I'd actually love to hear your take on what you do when you're looking to innovate and what you do when you're looking to learn more SEO, because we've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for about a decade. Adrian's right there behind me, almost the same amount of time. And we're always learning. You know, Google's always changing, content's always changing, your competition's always changing. So I'm going to show you guys what I do when I'm looking to innovate and outrank something, how I deconstruct it. Now, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. You can just take my framework I'm going to show you here in a second, just use it and not have to be an SEO expert. You can just like plug and play and just do what Trevor says to do. But if you want to learn the marketing behind how we deconstruct and outrank stuff and create systems for it, I'll show you mine. But what are you doing, man, when you're trying to... when you're tasked with a really hard ranking, and let's say in this case outranking Zillow, do you have a process you go through that you research that you then discover, well, here's how I can deconstruct how they're doing it and how I can use it?
Yeah, so for me, if I always believe in one thing that Google really emphasizes is relevancy, right? So if I'm going after a really hard niche keyword, I actually go after niche keywords that's related to that. Mm-hmm. And usually that's the low-hanging fruit. So maybe if I'm gonna, I'll just use our space as an example. You know, like we buy houses or sell my house fast. is a really hard term, or let's just say it was. But I'll use what's that word? LSI,
latent semantic indexing.
The word I'm looking for is I can't say it. Synonymous.
Yeah, go for it.
There you go.
Synonyms or
yeah, I don't know. One of those words. But basically, just start looking for words that mean the same thing as this other word, and I start going after that. Because guys,
it's like house, home.
Yeah. So the days of trying to match keyword for keyword to have success with Google, that was kind of old school SEO. New school SEO is more about being as relevant as possible. So one thing that I love what Trevor does, and I've kind of learned this from him, is just kind of work backwards, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of going after the prize, go after the low hanging fruit. I like what Christina Krause said here at Carrot Camp. I'm going to say it all the time: shake the tree.
Yep.
Right. Like, you know, that's go after the low hanging fruit. So SEO doesn't have to be hard, guys. It's just work backwards. Don't make it hard. It's not really hard when you think about it. It's just being consistent. Google's not looking for SEO experts. They're just looking for consistency, good content. That's really what it starts with, is good content. And then everything else kind of naturally follows. But going after terms that mean the same thing as the big terms.
Mm-hmm. So, and what he's meaning there, guys, and I'll show you real examples of it here in a second, is Google knows that the word house is the same as the word home as far as the meaning of it. Or buy is the same as the word purchase. And so when you're writing content, a lot of people, like Adrian said, they're using the old school way of, like, I've got a keyword that I'm trying to rank for, which is, let's say, North Umpqua River Homes for Sale. I'm going to use that phrase 45 times in the content. That's not what we're trying to say. You might use that exact phrase a few times in the title tag, in a couple of the headings, maybe some alt tags, maybe a couple times. But then you might mix it up, and I'm going to show you guys exactly how to do. Actually, while we're on the topic, we'll do that. So I scroll down to the bottom. This is the search.
And I'll say this: there at the bottom, guys, that's the best ways to know also some related terms right there. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you got to use that. You know, use wisdom to know what one is practical, because you don't want to just copy and paste the information there at the bottom. But that's a good place to start: is do a keyword search, and then scroll down where it says searches related. And just kind of go down that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. And this is cool, right? Because, like, we did a search for North Umpqua River Homes for Sale. But down here, this doesn't say North Umpqua. It doesn't say any of that stuff, right? But it serves up Riverfront Homes for Sale, Glide, Oregon. Now, the only river that runs through Glide, Oregon is the North Umpqua. And so Google knows that those are just heavily related. That Glide and the North Umpqua are synonymous. You know, that runs through there.
And I think that's key, guys. I'm glad this came up. Know your market. Know the terminology that people are using locally. Mm-hmm. I remember in West Virginia, everyone would reference things. All landmarks would be referenced by county. Hey, my aunt's from so-and-so county. Hey, my uncle's from... I went to school in so-and-so county. Mm. So I built content around county information, because usually how someone communicates, or how an area communicates overall, is usually how they'll search, because that's how everything starts, is how do people search, right? So a lot of times when we try to build out really... complex content, sometimes you're shooting yourself in the foot. Again, don't make this harder than really what it has to. So that's why I'm so big on knowing your market. I mean, just as investors in general, you should know your market. But when you understand the terminology and some of the maybe slangs that it's used for a particular area, use that, drop that into your content. And that's low-hanging fruit that the national guys or the big corporations, they don't use that. So that's an easy entrance too.
I love it, dude. So to show this, and then we're going to dive in and build out a page, guys. So Fairway Estates is a resort just north of here, about 15 minutes, in a town called Sutherland. Now, it's a small town, but if you're a real estate agent in Roseburg and you're out there doing that market, or you're in Sutherland, you're going to probably want to rank for this, because it's a nicer area for nicer houses. But the same thing goes for investors. If you want to buy houses in a certain area, you know, figure out what, like Adrian said, how they refer to their location, and go to Google and start to type that up. See if people are searching it, and then you can get it. So Fairway Estates, Sutherland, Oregon, Homes for Sale. Google gives me that suggestion that people are typing that every month enough that it's there. All right, so then we have Coldwell Banker, a bunch of national sites here. I'm looking at this going, this one's ripe for the pick, and no one's really building any real good content on here. It's probably just a bunch of listings with very little actually robust content.
And can I say one more thing that just came to mind? Go over to the images. Guys, also, as you're finding these searches, don't forget to use the alt tag in your images on your on your pages. If you don't have any pages, add some images that you can add another extra layer of optimization using these search terms. Because one of the things to kind of be careful to, guys, is don't run with the same keyword. You know, I see so many people using we buy houses on everything they're doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe choose an image that is we buy properties quickly instead of using the word cash, right? So mix it up, because now what you're doing is you're building an overall theme of your website or your page that now Google better understands, and that's where relevancy comes in. Again, I'm saying relevancy on purpose.
Yep, I love it. So got a question. Anyone using this in the San Francisco Bay Area? So we do have customers there, but here's the thing, guys. So many of our customers, even the ones that are doing really good here at Carrot Camp, like, shoot, oh man, I'm blanking out, dude. John Wanberg, he did 8 deals in the past 6 months from Carrot just with PPC, right? Mm-hmm. So he's crushing it. I mean, probably over 100 grand in profits or close to it in 6 months, his first 6 months of Carrot, because he executed what we teach and he didn't really customize the site much. He drove to a high converting website. So what we're saying is there's a lot of different ways to use Carrot and have it work really well for you. Most of the people in that room, even the ones that are earning 6 figures, maybe even 7 figures, aren't doing the stuff I'm teaching you. So it really is opening up a big opportunity. Yep. Tyler Ford is pretty much the only one doing all that stuff in that room.
Yep. And a lot of it too, because Tyler, he's not looking to really, and I think there are a lot of Tyler Fords out there, really, when you think about it. You know, he's not looking to really scale big. You know, he's just trying to make his, you know, 2, 3, 4 deals a month. And he's putting a lot, he's emphasizing on quality, right? So he's putting all his time, he's soaking up everything that we've put out there, he's implementing. And it's also, he's testing, he's tweaking, he's paying attention to a lot of the stuff that he's doing. And through that, he's actually also discovered a lot of cool hacks.
Yep.
You know, one of them I'm going to implement. So,
he said he's doing like 2 to 4 deals a month.
Yeah.
Just with SEO,
yep,
just
SEO. And that's easy that's also easier to manage, because they're just working that type of lead is so much easier, because they're coming to you. Just pops into your CRM, and it's just, I love it.
I love it. Sweet. So here's what we're going to do, guys. One of their niches is new construction homes. So that's the first thing you've got to do when you're creating a location page. And we're focusing specifically on location pages today. We're not focusing on the next level of content, which we'll do that one in a future video, where the next level of content is more like your niche down. It's that's like selling fire-damaged home Philadelphia, okay? Right. So that's where you're really niching down a problem and a location at the same time. What we're focusing on here is a location and maybe a type of property potentially. So this is just locations in here. So we're focusing on the new construction homes. So the first thing you can do, if you already have some location properties set up or location pages set up, just go ahead and click duplicate on one that you've already done well. If you're starting from scratch, you just pop over here and click add new, and it's gonna pop up something like this, okay? So once you click that, you click add new, you're going to come in here and grab that search phrase that you're wanting to rank well for. So let's just go ahead and use the new construction homes. So look at this, new construction homes, Roseburg, Oregon. This is how I pick my keyword phrase. I'm just going to go to all rather than the image search for this particular one. I'm going to look and see who's ranking there. It's almost always Zillow. There's some people paying there. Okay, all these national sites. And the reason I say that we can usually get really good rankings here is because these are all pretty much just putting up a bunch of listings rather than actually adding a lot of content value. And so if we can add better content and more relevancy, then we're going to have a good chance of winning.
I like that new feature too. Look, scroll down where right there. People also searching.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I love it. So I'm going to scroll down here and see if there's any suggested searches. Okay, so homes for sale, Roseburg. How much does it cost to build a house in Roseburg, Oregon? I might work that into the content.
That somewhere. Might even also be a good blog post.
Dude, that's a video post right there, right?
Yep.
You take this, guys, just like Adrian said, this is a video post. You take your cell phone, you record a 3 to 5 minute, 3 to 8 minute video about how much does it cost to build a house in Roseburg, Oregon. Throw that in video post in our system, and our system is going to automatically take that video from your YouTube link and turn it into a written blog post for you.
And one thing, too, is don't get caught up in, I hear this all the time, is most people will read that you should keep your video very short, and they get stuck on what to say, or they want to say it very quickly. Man, just talk and share what you want. If it's an 8 minute video, awesome. If it's 10 minute, that's a perfect blog post right there that will that can potentially rank really well.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So I'm going to get rid of all my gunk here. This is what my this is what my my desktop always looks like, y'all. So here's what I'm doing. This is the way I do it. I know this isn't very techy. We're going to be building some software solutions that are going to be making all this way easier for you. I'm going to take the ones that are probably pretty darn relevant to my thing, and I'm just going to, almost all of them are. I'm going to copy them all over, okay, and I'm probably going to get rid of some of them. And I just paste those things in there. I go, cool, I'm going to get rid of this one because I'm not going to market Highline Homes. I'm going to get rid of Zillow. Let's get rid of Highline Homes, or maybe I can mention Highline Homes in there if I can be an agent for them or an investor. Now let's go over here. I'm just going to go ahead and click this one now. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm trying to find other words here that I can start to work into my content. Okay? So new construction homes, Roseburg, Oregon. There's another one. So it's a slightly different phrase. Craigslist homes for sale, horse property. Cool. Maybe I'll do horse property in there. I don't know. Google thinks it's related. Owner carry homes. Maybe some of these contractors are willing to do an owner carry. I don't know. But Google says that they're related. So I've got a handful of keyword phrases there. Okay. Now I'm popping over here and I'm grabbing that primary keyword that I had originally typed in.
So here's another idea too that came to me with that horse property. Mm-hmm. So think about it this way too, guys. We want to teach you how to think, right? Obviously, we're teaching you how to do it, but also one thing we love doing at Carrot is teaching you how to be a good marketer. So thinking. So also ask yourself, why would someone need to build a new home, right? So that's what came to me with the horses. Maybe there's no property, already built homes with no horse properties, right? Gotcha. So now they have to build their own. So go down that rabbit hole is ask why someone will be looking for it. Then you can kind of build content even with that. And I mean, that's another SEO tool there, or hack is interlinking, which is a whole different conversation. But
mm-hmm. I love it. So I'm basically just going to take this right here. I'm just going to take this as a template. Hey, looking for, and then insert keyword. So you can see that, looking for new construction homes in Roseburg, Oregon. And this is all stuff we're going to be building into our software to make it even simpler. And then you're going to write about, 200 to 300 words of content up here, add an image. Just like Adrian said, throw that image in there. So I'm just going to throw whatever image in here just for the sake of demo. So you're going to go to your media library. Let's say I uploaded a home that's a new construction home. Let's say it's this one here. And like Adrian said, you have your alt text, which is the alt text is one of two ways that Google can figure out what that picture is about. The other way is the actual title of the image, like the actual file name of the image. So this file name is 02.jpg. So if you really want to have this thing, this is getting kind of advanced, but before you upload this image, rename that title of the image or the file, something around the keyword. So it could say new construction home in Roseburg, Oregon. .jpg, and that's going to be a keyword in there. So I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put in the keyword phrase in there. Once again, we're not going to do this. We're not going to take that same keyword phrase and put it in everywhere like this. We're just going to do it a few times. So I've got that, and I really like the captions, man. Because
I love it. Yeah,
they stand out first of all.
And plus, it goes back to providing a good user experience. Mm-hmm. Google wants us to provide, as much as we're talking about optimization. Also, balance user experience, right? Making sure the grammar reads good, the spelling is all there, because Google does look at that. And of course, you can totally do SEO hacks and keyword stuff your page and probably still get it ranking, but it's just not going to provide it. It's just not going to be a good read to the everyday person that wants to learn more, and you can lose people that way too. So, but mm-hmm. the caption is a good, so it's kind of a win-win for captions. One, you're providing additional information that could be enhancing to your traffic, but also Google sees that you're fully providing a good user experience.
Exactly. So I've got a little caption there. So I'm just going to go ahead and bold this. And you can see there, I didn't put the keyword in again. I put a variation of it. Hey, looking for a new construction house here in Roseburg and Douglas County. So I added the county in there because that's related. You're not wanting to use the same keyword over and over again. And then, like I said, now we're just going to type up a bunch of content. So imagine I typed up a bunch of content here. I will do this later. So we'll be tracking this. I'll do this later. Okay.
I didn't know you knew how to write Navajo.
I do. Code breaker. Sure. So, all right here, guys. So we're going to be putting some content in there. You can see I put an image in there. And kind of the format that we're following here is 200 to 300 words up here. You don't want to just... this is a mistake I see a lot of people make. You don't want to just talk about the area. You want to talk about your expertise in the area. That's okay? Because everybody else is talking about the area. Hey, you can go and do this, and there's 14 parks. And like, okay, who cares? Like, I want to know your expertise. I want to know how, why I should be working with you. And so talk some stuff. One advanced thing in here is that we always suggest that your location pages should have a landing page that's attached to it to where people can then opt into that specific landing page on that topic. In our system, you would just go create a landing page in here. And let's say you already had one that you liked, you can just duplicate it, or you can create a brand new one. But you can see as an example, today's not going to be about landing pages. We'll do another Ask Carrot about landing pages. But you can see here, here's content, and then it's get our weekly updated list of the newest North Umpqua River homes. So this goes to our landing page builder. This is a very simple landing page. It kind of looks ugly, right? But the thing is, y'all, most of these visitors, the retail buyers, are going to be on their cell phones.
Yep.
So when you shrink this down, it's going to look great on a cell phone, on a desktop. It's simple and it converts well. So use our landing page builder. Make sure on your location pages you're linking to a landing page that's niched down for that specific area. Okay? So the next what we're going to do, and I only have a few minutes before I have a podcast. I went long on this. We're going to put in the IDX right here. So your MLS, your IDX stuff. If you're on our Carrot system, reach out to our support team and they will create the IDX code for you for that area, and it's going to look something like this. Okay, you put a little title at the top that's related to that area. You don't want to use the exact same keyword, so it might be something like you know, newly constructed or land for new construction, you know, houses for sale in Roseburg, something, whatever, right? And then this is a key. Now we did 200 to 300 words up here. We had a picture, had a little thingy there. Got multiple keywords and variations of the keywords in there. We have a landing page that we're linking to, so this can generate leads for them. And then down at the bottom, this is where we deconstructed it from Zillow. If you look at the way that Zillow did this, they have something here, which is a keyword. They have a bunch of properties, right? But then when you come down here, you see this thing that says, why use Zillow? It has a bunch of content in here, and you can see all these little links are unique to the Melrose or Roseburg area.
Yep.
And so they're taking this same box. If you look at all the other cities, it's the exact same box, exact same words, except for the local parts. They just swapped those out. Now, this is where it's key. Now they hide a bunch of other content in here. And these are all cities around the area. And then they finish it out with some other content. So if you can be writing more valid and relevant content than Zillow has on theirs, you can likely have a really good chance about ranking it. So that's what I would do here as well. You know, I would put something in here at the bottom below the IDX that says, hey, why work with whatever your company name is? Talk about it. Put in some of the keywords. We're the expert in blah. Put in some of those keywords. There's those related phrases in here about the river or about newly constructed homes. And then down here, this is what Adrian talked about a little bit ago about internal linking your pages together. So let's go look at Zillow again. So we're just deconstructing how they make their things work. Okay, let's scroll all the way to the bottom here. And let's see, average home values, why are you Zillow? They changed their stuff. Where is that? I mean, all of these link to the other pages. Right. So you can see these right here, they all link to these other pages that are in surrounding areas. Melrose Homes for Sale. So you can see what they're doing here. They're linking to other areas. They're linking to related stuff. This all helps with your SEO. Because now not only are you putting these words on the page, which Google says, oh, well, that's the Fairway Estates in Oregon because it's next to Riddle and Roseburg and there's a bunch of related phrases, if there's a Fairway Estates across the country. So we're going to do the same thing here. All right, at the bottom, common phrases for people who are searching these. Well, awesome, here's this and here's that and here's this and here's that. And all of these should be their own location pages. Now, let's say you do two of these a week. It might sound like a lot of work, but two of these a week, it might take you 30 minutes to an hour to do. Two of these a week over the next, you know, 6 weeks, you're going to have 20, or I guess that's 12. You're going to have 12 really solid location pages. And then you just go to the bottom and link them all up to each other like this. You just link them up to each other. You can create a general contractors in Roseburg thing. You can create, you know, whatever the pages you're going to create. Create those pages, link them to each other. I'm going to do all this writing sometime over the next week, and we'll see how this one starts to rank for new construction homes. But this is where I want to see you guys be right here. Okay, let's go back to the Melrose one. We'll answer a question or two, then I got to bounce. Is Melrose, okay, Melrose, Roseburg, Oregon, homes for sale. So you saw Zillow's ranking all those things, but then you see the G Team site here, okay? Once again, this doesn't even have much content on it yet. As soon as we build out more content and we put an image there and we put the properties there, and then we actually link up more of the things there and we do some other things, my gut is this is going to keep climbing in the rankings and probably get in the top 1, 2, 3 in Google. The reason it's not yet is because it's not as relevant and content rich as the other pages. The second we make this more relevant and content rich, add another probably 200 words, add an image, add the IDX in there, and make sure that it's optimized well with the keywords we're going after, then it's going to pop in 2 a week. Let's say you do 1 a week for the whole year, 52 of these things, man.
Yeah, adds up.
In a year, you're going to be crushing it. You're going to be getting leads everywhere. You're going to be swarming the internet, controlling the conversation for all of your niches. What we're going to talk about in a future Ask Carrot is after you get your location pages going, and that's something you're working on getting these ranked, and they start to rank and you start to get traffic from them, and you're starting to get really, really crazy niche down traffic, then we're going to show you how to then go out there and create on-the-job content that ranks really, really, really well in Google for phrases that matter. For things like, you know, selling a fire-damaged home in Tampa. You know, things like that. We're going to show you how to use video posts and how to take video posts on top of your location landing page strategy and completely control the online conversation in your market, win more deals, win more high-margin deals, and all that kind of stuff.
And also, if I'm sure some of you are saying, man, like, I just don't have time to do this, what I would encourage you to do is do one or two solid pages, but record them using maybe like ScreenoCast or something. Record and document everything that you do, then hand it over to someone that can be consistent with it for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it, y'all. So if there's any questions, pop them through here. I got to wrap. I actually have a podcast, a CarrotCast I'm recording with an amazing real estate agent doing just this, Krista May Shore. She's crushing it. So we're going to be walking through with her how she's doing it. But let us know if there's any questions. Like I said, we are going to be taking this training, put it in the training center, and we're going to be doing one here in the near future on how to optimize those discovery phrases with video posts. And that's the whole formula right here is you get a website up that you're proud of, that converts well, that has your brand, that has your credibility on it for when people do a brand search. They land on your site. They want to work with you because of the testimonials and things that they've seen. They see a picture of Ricky Graham on the G Team here. It seems like he's a real guy. Number two, you set up your location pages for your primary locations and your niche locations. A primary location could be a city. A niche location could be a neighborhood in that city, right? So that's number two. That's what we talked about today. Number three is then you start to do your video posts. And I'm going to show you guys how to find out what to do video posts on, what content you should be doing it on, the cadence. And you do those three things, you're going to be crushing your market. Any parting words?
No, awesome. Just do it.
Sweet. Awesome, guys. Have an amazing rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in to Ask Carrot. Same time. I'm not going to be... Dude, do you want to run Ask Carrot yourself next week?
We're going to... Actually, I'll be on with Sean, and cool. We're going to talk about images. I took one of my own websites, and as fast as Carrot is already, we found a way to even make it more powerful.
Sweet. I love it. So I'm going to be in Toronto. These guys are going to be running it next week, and they're going to do an amazing job. Tune in, same time, same place, 1 o'clock Pacific time, every single Thursday, Ask Carrot. And we appreciate you guys. Keep on sharing your wins with us. Keep on sharing your stories with us, because we are so pumped on the heels of Carrot Camp.
Yeah.
Just hearing the impact that our business is making. But we want to hear you, because... we can only celebrate you if you let us know what you're doing. And also, if you're struggling, let us know that too. Yep. Say, hey, I want to be one of those people that is celebrating, and I want to be able to figure it out. So Frank on here on Instagram, before Carrot Camp, Frank is the one that I was going to connect with you, and I dropped the ball.
Okay. So, well, Frank, we'll connect. Yep,
he applied to Carrot Camp, wasn't able to make it out, and we are. Frank, we'll connect with you, man. We'll get you on a call with Adrian probably next week. He'll be able to dial in a strategy and figure out what we can help you with. You wanted to do some services, probably.
Sweet.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have an amazing rest of the week. Talk soon.